Hugh Bowman is joining us first. Morning to you, Hugh.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good. I'm well, mate. I'm well. The obvious question is, have you ridden the mare this morning, Winx?
No, I haven't. I rode her on Thursday.
Okay.
And I'll ride her on Monday. I think Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say everything's ticking along with her after that trial last week. She's in fantastic order.
Yes, Ron. Yeah, good morning. Yeah, she's ready to go. She's in great order. She's come on since her race, as we saw in the trial. And yeah, next Saturday can't come quick enough, but we've got some business to get through today, so we'll start with that.
Yeah, we'll start off with the business in the first, Impulsive. She might be an improver. Good and strong winning first up there.
Yeah, she was, and sticks to a similar distance. And, you know, this is a great example of, Racing New South Wales trying to up the ante with field sizes on Saturdays, because, you know, her record would probably see her usually go through a midweek company to a race like this. But, this is a good example of why things are so healthy on a Saturday. And she's racing well. Distance suits probably going to be better as she gets over further. She looks well-paced in this race.
Race three, you're on Amanika resuming. You won a maiden on her back in April.
I did, yes, and she subsequently went to Queensland and raced. I rode her in a trial recently. She certainly strengthened up since I rode her in a race. It's quite a while ago, but look, I think she'll probably we'll see the best of her as she gets over further. But you know, it's a good day to resume. Probably, I'd imagine I'll probably ride her quiet from that barrier, and she ought to be finishing strongly. But I think we'll see a better horse as she gets into the preparation and over further. But she has got a bit of class.
This deal maker, he might be a later on horse as well, but it was an eye catcher first up. He looks a really nice stayer in the making.
Yeah, he does. I haven't been on him. I don't know a lot about him, only what I've seen on the videos. Personally, I think the Autumn Sun will be too good for this lot. But Dealmaker was good, and if he can reproduce that, he'll be certainly figuring in the placings.
D'Argento, he just looks a good horse. 14 back to 13 today. It's not ideal, but that soft track should offset that.
Yeah, it should, and it's a few weeks between runs. Chris has obviously got an Epsom plan for him, so hence the reason he's taken this path. And look, he's a very good horse. I've liked him all along. He was a little bit of a work in progress last preparation, but finished the preparation with a Group 1 win. And an eye catcher in the Doncaster. He's a genuine Group 1 horse, in my opinion, and I think he's my best ride today.
Performer did enough first up. A little bit fresh, if anything. They didn't go as hard as expected there first up.
No, they didn't go hard at all.
No.
It was a bit of a sprint home. It suited the horses on pace. He's a horse that oozes class, but we haven't seen him produce on the track what he shows at home. He's finally got a good barrier. Usually his barriers have been has made it hard for him recently, and from a good draw, if I can hold a spot, I will. I won't be pushing him to do it. I think up to 1,200 is a positive as well. And, I just want to see him produce at the races what he's showing at home.
Mm-hmm. Invincibella, well, she's a mare that's capable enough on a day.
Well, she's a very consistent horse, drawn to get a nice run, regardless of how the track plays. If you need to be in, I can be in. If I need to be out, I can be out. And, her best form's over a bit further, but she'll race very well fresh.
I don't know whether you've had much to do with She Knows prior to the other day, but she's a mare that always gives her all.
Yeah, well, she tries very hard, and she did the other day. Danny Williams suggested to me she'd improved from the run. Her second up form's a lot better than her first up form. She carried 63 kilos for memory, and I was caught very wide. I had no cover. The track was sort of playing to horses. It was suiting wide runners, but I still covered a lot more ground than anything else, and she still finished off well. If she improves off that and I can get a bit of luck from an awkward draw, she'll be very hard to beat.
And the last, Zorkan, well, looking at his first up run in his barrier trial on Monday, you wouldn't think he hadn't won for well over a year. He looks to be in good form.
He looks well. He raced well first up. He's drawn a good run. Pretty even race. You know, I guess track conditions and all these sorts of things will come into play. I think a softer track will suit Escajab, or number four, who I've ridden a bit. Softer track will suit him. Zorkan, I'm not sure, but decent ride in an even race.
Yep. As a rule, once we get probably past Everest Day, you base yourself in Melbourne for the spring. Will you be doing that again this year?
I would imagine so, yes. I mean, I haven't really looked that far ahead at this stage. You know, the most common question, apart from what am I riding in the Everest recently, is have I got a Melbourne Cup ride? But that's not something I'm really going to look into until the weights come out, which shouldn't be too far away.
Tuesday.
Yeah, so when the weights come out, well, then that'll put most of the horses out of business for me, and I'll start to pick the eyes out of the ones that I can ride. And, you know, obviously I need the opportunity to ride them as well. But we'll start to think about Melbourne. You know, I haven't given Melbourne a thought, really, and I won't until I see those weights.
And have you given a thought to the weight you would ride in a Melbourne Cup?
Oh, I'd be reluctant to go below 55, Ron.
Okay.
You know, it'd want to be a pretty good ride, and I wouldn't be taking an early ride at that weight, because I'd want to make sure they'll fair dinkum, and if I get too late, then it's too hard to get it off, so 55's about the limit.
Beauty.
Can I ask you about last week and the win of Unforgotten? How good could she be in the spring, Hugh?
Oh, very good. She put the riding, well, her first two runs have been amazing, you know, and she shows to be effective at weight for age over a mile, and to see how she performed over 2,400 as a three-year-old filly. You know, usually they don't make the transition, or it's a big step for them, but she's a big, strong filly. She's got an excellent pedigree. So, you know, my gut feeling, well, she's already proven she's made the transition, but it wouldn't surprise me to see her take that to 2,400 if Chris Waller and his team decided to go that direction. Yeah, she's top class, and you know she's very another exciting horse in the stable that's thriving.
Yeah, for sure. Good luck today with all of them, Hugh.
Thanks very much.